I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tension and uncertainty surround tomorrow's court hearing in Turkey for American pastor Andrew Brunson. We'll get the details in just a moment. And later, child sponsorships play an important role in the International Day of the Girl Child. But let's get started in Turkey, where Pastor Andrew Brunson has his next hearing tomorrow in a court case that's dragged on for 2 years. Brunson was arrested in Turkey back in 2016 during a post-coup purge that cracked down on foreign nationals. He was charged with terrorism and espionage. However, there's been no solid evidence presented, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan keeps changing his tune on what supposedly can and cannot be done in Brunson's case. The only things Brunson has going against him are that he's an American and a Christian. Looking ahead to tomorrow's hearing, Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says it's really hard to guess the outcome.
Secretary of State has mentioned that he's optimistic that Andrew will be released at that point. We hope that that's the case, but it's very difficult to say what will happen at that hearing. Turkey is a very unpredictable country in terms of the way that its leadership responds to these situations and to discussions.
At this point, Windsor says the best thing we can do as the body of Christ is to pray for Brunson and his family. So pray for the Brunson's gospel witness and for justice.
But also I'm sure that they would want prayer for the brothers and sisters in the faith in Turkey, that they would know God's comfort and protection as well, that this wouldn't be a precursor to even worse circumstances for them, and that they would be a light shining in the darkness.
Next, no matter how you feel about certain topics, you'll probably agree on this next one, injustice. You'd also most likely agree that, as followers of Christ, injustice is something we should fight. Well, injustice haunts the steps of millions of girls in South Asia. India Partners' Donna Glass says,
traditionally, women have been second-class citizens. They do not often get a chance for higher education.
South Asia, with India at its center, is one of the fastest growing regions in the world for human trafficking. And today, on the International Day of the Girl Child, we'd like to help you engage in the fight against injustice. As they say, knowledge is power. You can help India Partners work towards an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion by gifting education to a girl like Maria.
Maria is not right in the red light district, but she's in the slum right next to it. Her parents argue frequently. Sometimes parents will take that out using negative words or discouraging her, and school's work started dropping off. She started attending one of our fun clubs, and she started to study. Her confidence was built up. And whenever something comes up, she's willing to talk to our folks. She knows that she has a safe place where she can go and she can talk to people who will help her.
And last year, the Transworld Radio building in Cary, North Carolina, was targeted by an arsonist just 3 days before Christmas. What's amazing is that ministry never skipped a beat. Plus, TWR's CEO Lauren Libby says no one was hurt and they've restored the building.
There's a silver lining to most dark clouds. And this one is the fact that we have all new furniture, all new carpeting. Everything's been scrubbed down at least three or four times. It's been quite a process, all brand new ducting in the building.
Today, TWR is holding a rededication ceremony for the building and to thank those who've stood by them along the way.
I cannot believe the number of people that gave toward the restoration of the building. The people gave sacrificially, organizations gave sacrificially, and personally, I was blown away by people's ability and commitment to help another person who happened to be in need. And it's not just a building. It's really a place where spiritual leadership takes place. And so from that standpoint, that's why we rededicate it, because it's dedicated to Jesus Christ and to his service.
It's a point of celebration, praise, and thanksgiving. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.